This is DW News live from Berlin. Defying Putin's warning, Finland and Sweden move a step closer to joining NATO. Finland's president says his country is entering a new era, a day after Russia's president called the idea a mistake. Also coming up, Ukraine says its second largest city is secured once again. Ukrainian soldiers clear villages on the outskirts of Kharkiv after Russian troops withdraw. Hello, I'm Monica Jones. Welcome to the program. Finland has confirmed it will officially apply for NATO membership. If approved, the addition of Finland would double NATO's border with Russia. The application needs to be endorsed by the Finnish parliament, but that's expected to be a formality. Sweden's governing party has also backed a plan to join NATO. There is one problem, though. NATO member Turkey could use its veto power to block the expansion.
It's a radical break with the past, one that was almost unimaginable just months ago. In Finland's capital Helsinki, Prime Minister Sanna Marin announced the country's decision to apply to join NATO after decades of non-alignment.
We have reached today an important decision in good cooperation between the government and the President of the Republic. We hope that the Parliament will confirm the decision to apply for NATO membership during the coming days. It will be based on a strong mandate.
Finland shares a border of over 1,000 kilometers with Russia. After Russia invaded Ukraine, on fears its eastern neighbor would do the same to Finland. Finland's decision and encouraged Sweden to follow.
This would be an historic moment. Their membership in NATO would increase our shared security, demonstrate that NATO's door is open and that aggression does not pay.
The meeting's host, German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock, added an enthusiastic note.
Sweden and Finland, if you're ready, we are ready. Vielen Dank.
Soon after, Sweden's prime minister answered the call.
Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine is not only illegal and indefensible, it also undermines the European security order that Sweden builds its security on. As a member of NATO, Sweden will not only achieve more security, but also contribute to more security.
One potential problem, Turkey has expressed reservations about letting the two Nordic countries join. Ankara blames them for sheltering Kurdish activists that Turkey considers enemies of the state. There should be absolute security guarantees here. This is not just about two candidate countries, but also about allied states who need to stop supporting terrorist organizations. But officials said they were certain those differences could be resolved quickly. Meanwhile, nothing will change right away. The Finnish parliament must ratify the decision, and the NATO application process could take up to a year.
Earlier, I spoke to Iiro Särkkä, a political scientist at the University of Helsinki, and I asked her why Finland didn't join NATO earlier.
Well, I think the first reason is that there was a certain lack of public support. I mean, according to the polls, somewhere between 20-30% only were in favor of joining the alliance before the war in Ukraine. And the war in Ukraine actually shocked all of the Finnish people, really. And that caused us to kind of revitalize our memories from the Second World War and the Winter War. And therefore, also, we saw a drastic change in the security environment. And that led the Finnish government basically to take the step of joining the alliance or sending their application in.
So it's not, if you like, a marriage out of love, because you say the population for a long time was reluctant to join NATO, but now it's a move out of fear. What will change for Finland once it joins this military alliance?
Well, obviously, we'll take the final step towards the family of Western nations. I think that's the most important foreign policy step that we're taking after joining the EU in 1995. Militarily, we will gain the security guarantees, Article 5 guarantees from NATO, but at the same time, we will also contribute to the collective defence. And this is important to realise also here in Finland. We will be actively operating with NATO and enhancing our defence capabilities. Well, we've done this already over the past 30 years. But I think in terms of practical daily life, it will really not change a lot in Finland. Life will continue as normal.
Now, you share a very, not you personally, Finland shares a very long line with Russia as its neighbour. How could Russia react to Finland joining NATO?
Yeah, well, we've seen already in the Kremlin's rhetoric over the 10 past 20 years that they don't want NATO to enlarge. And this is something we have to take into account. Potentially, there could be some hybrid threats, cyber threats. Also, we've seen in the past violations of airspace. This might continue. There might be problems with energy supply. But at same again, Finland is not heavily dependent on Russian energy. Such as, you know, gas. So it's not such a big issue for Finland. Mm. I think these are the kinds of hostile measures that could take place potentially.
Right. So, I mean, Turkey, as we've just read this report, could still veto Finland's plan to join NATO. Just very briefly, what would that mean?
Well, I think it's a highly unlikely situation to happen. Turkey is now bringing this issue on the table, maybe to advance its own causes and interests. But I think this is not something that hopefully will happen at the end and Finland will be able to join.
All right. Iiro Särkkä, political scientist at the University of Helsinki. Thank you so much for your time and for sharing your insights with us.
Thank you.
Ukraine says the front lines in the east of the country are shifting. Kyiv says Russian forces have retreated from Kharkiv to shore up their defence of Izium, where Ukraine has launched a counter-offensive. Ukrainian forces have been clearing the liberated villages near Kharkiv, but many residents have already fled the region.
Another city left in ruins. Russian troops have withdrawn from the areas around Kharkiv, but they have left behind a trail of destruction. For weeks, Ukraine's second city faced heavy bombardments, forcing many of its residents to flee. Many went to Poland. Bombs are falling on Kharkiv. It used to be such a beautiful city. Now it's destroyed. That's why we left for Poland. Probably no one expected this. Our city is gone. Our boys are fighting for a free Ukraine. It's very hard. A video released by a pro-Russian separatist commander and also Ukrainian authorities show munitions raining down on the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol. Ukrainian officials accuse Russia of dropping phosphorus bombs there, a claim that cannot be independently verified. Human rights groups have long called for a ban on this type of munitions because of the severe burns they cause. Hundreds of Ukrainian fighters have been holed up in the steel factory for weeks. But with Russia stepping up its offensive, they may not be able to hold out much longer.
Our correspondent, Amin Esif, is in Lviv in western Ukraine, and he told us more about those reported phosphorus bombs at Azovstal steel plant.
That's right. Ukrainian authorities have accused Russia of using phosphorus bombs on the Azovstal steel plant. As we saw in this video that was circulating on social media, it has all the trademarks of a phosphorus weapon, and Russia has admitted before to using phosphorus weapons, so it wouldn't be a surprise here. Now, this is a bomb that Ukraine says is called the 9M22S Grad munitions, which is a phosphorus incendiary weapon. It can burn at several thousand degrees Fahrenheit and can cause serious burns. The reason Russia might be using this is either to create a smokescreen so their troops can form a ground assault or to suck the oxygen out of the air in order to suffocate the Azovstal defenders who are still holed up in that steel plant there, and Russia is trying to get them out to force them to surrender or to take over the plant by force. Now, phosphorus munitions are not actually banned by international law. The United States continues to use them, has used them in Iraq and Syria, and as long as you use it on a military population, it's not illegal. What Russia says is hands are no longer tied because civilians have been taken out of a steel plant in Mariupol and are only fighting against the Azov regiment that remains locked up in that fortification.
Right, that's exactly what I wanted to follow up on. Is there any news on the Ukrainian soldiers holding up there at that steel plant?
The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that they're doing all they can to get them out of there. They're focusing their attentions now on rescuing the wounded and the people taking care of the wounded, so the doctors who are part of the Azov regiment but are not considered combatants because they're out of commission or because they're doctors who are helping the soldiers. So the Ukrainian government is trying diplomatic ways to create some kind of prisoner trade with Russia, which Russia has so far denied. Now, the wives of those defenders are worried about them. They said in their minds they don't think they'll see their husbands again, but in their hearts they still have hope, Monica.
All right, DW correspondent Amian Esif, they're reporting for us from Lviv in western Ukraine. Thank you so much. Well, time now for some other stories making headlines around the world. The FBI says a mass shooting in Buffalo was racially motivated. A white teenager opened fire in a supermarket, killing 10 people, most of them black. He was arrested at the scene and has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. Authorities believe the suspect posted a 180-page manifesto online. The election in Germany's most populated state, North Rhine-Westphalia, has ended with a disappointment for Chancellor Scholz's Social Democrats. The Conservatives are leading projections with almost 36% of the vote, while the Social Democrats received almost 27%. The Greens are expected to finish in third place. The people of Lebanon also went to the polls in the first parliamentary election since the country's economic collapse. The vote is a test of whether the Iran-backed Hezbollah and its allies can keep the majority despite soaring poverty and anger at parties in power. Turnout was only 41%. The Bundesliga season concluded on Saturday with Bayern Munich once again champions. Players, coaches and club bosses gathered for a public title celebration on Sunday afternoon. Now, due to COVID restrictions, fans were not able to celebrate with the team for the past 2 years, which meant this time around was all the more special.
Munich's town hall balcony was full of Bundesliga trophies. This season marks Bayern's 10th championship in a row. And Marienplatz was full of fans for the first time since 2019.
Mega, mega cool.
Really, really cool. I was here before COVID broke out and it was a great atmosphere then, but I am really happy to be here again on Marienplatz. The atmosphere and the weather today are perfect. Bayern's sights were already set on the next league title.
Und ich habe gehört, dass die Konkurrenz.
It came to my ears that our opponents are hopeful to win the championship next season. I have said quite a few things standing up here, but let me tell you, they have no reason to be hopeful. Celebrations were plentiful, and judging by their speeches, it seemed the players also enjoyed a couple of cold beers. We had to wait a long time to celebrate with you again. And as Ali said, we want to be up here in the upcoming years as well, celebrating with you all. Party today, back to work tomorrow, when Bayern aims to begin the task of making it 11 championships in a row.
And in the world of tennis, Novak Djokovic has won the Italian Open and with that, his first title of the season. The Serbian overcame Stefanos Tsitsipas in the final 6-0, 7-6 in convincing fashion. Djokovic also won the tournament without dropping a single set, lifting this particular trophy, here it comes, for a sixth time in his illustrious career. And a reminder of the top story we're following for you. Finland has announced that it will apply for NATO membership. The Finnish president says his country is now entering a new era. Sweden's governing party has also backed a plan to join NATO. You're watching DW News. Up next, reporter explores how the war in Ukraine is driving a wedge between Russian speakers living in Germany. From me and the team in Berlin.